I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio. Oh my goodness. I mean, we got some people just coming in right now. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you are joining us, I am so very grateful for you to be joining us today. We have an amazing guest on the show, and you can tell I'm in the studio. Okay. I'm in the studio, which means that we got somebody that's coming from the studio. Now listen to me. We got Lamar Bruno. I want to make sure I say that right, because, you know, I speak Spanish. Yo puedo hablar español. Y alguna veces, tú sabes, la cosa es. Pero, look, just know that we got Lamar, okay? And let me tell you something. I can't wait to get to him, because he's done so much in the entertainment industry. He's done movies. I mean, forget it. I'm done. Lamar, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Yaya. I appreciate the time.
Oh, man. Thank you. So let's go back a little bit, because everybody has that story, that beginning story. What was yours?
Well, my brother, Kenneth, had a young man that went to Creative and Performing Arts High School with him, named Wanye Mars, that you know as the strongest singer in the group Boys to Men.
Yes,
he
of
brought
course.
Him home, and that's how... the bodyguard career of mine really started. Wanye always knew he was going to be famous, and he stuck to his guns. And right now, Boys and Men have been going strong for 31 years.
Yes.
I've had the pleasure to be one of the bodyguards from their beginning.
That is just such a blessing. You know, I mean, having that vision, seeing someone else's vision come to life, what was that like for you to be a part of that, to see that go through? And especially since, you know, you don't know them as Boys to Men. That's Lamar, or that's Kenneth, or that's Tommy, or that's Joe, or that's Jill. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What was that like?
It really, really showed me that dreams do come true. And as long as you stick to your guns and have faith in the Most High, He'll give it to you. You just have to be ready for it when He gives it to you. And blesses you.
Now, let me ask you the biggest question. The biggest question is, a lot of people don't like to wait for their blessings. You know, patience is a virtue, but not when it comes to me, kind of thing. And how long did it take for you to see your dream start to come through?
Well, that's a great question. My, growing up in the household that I was blessed to be in, my parents instilled and my grandparents instilled in us that, you know, if you have faith in God, you know, just keep the faith. And it may not come when you want it, but it's going to come at the time God wants to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the time that you want it, because, you know, when you want it, and if God gave it to you or gave it to us when we wanted it, we wouldn't know how to appreciate it or use our gift. But to answer your question, I would say it took a great 3 years for me to really understand the blessing that God had given me.
Mm-hmm. And what was that blessing? What was the first blessing that you ever got? Was it in the entertainment field? Was it music? What was it that really, really came through for you that made you go, oh my goodness?
Well, my first blessing that I really held on to was I've always had a dream of being in movies.
Mm.
And you see many different actors and actresses doing certain things. And I always felt like I was sent to this world to save lives. And having that heart to save people, I don't know when that blessing would come, but my godmother/aunt, LaDiva Davis, said, Monday I was training. She said, I want you to go with me on Sifu Rome. I said, Sifu Rome? Where are we going? She said, it's a surprise. Don't worry about it. And behold, it was on the movie set.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. And so what happened on that movie set that changed your life irrevocably?
Well, I was able to meet Vanity. I was able to meet certain celebrities that I knew I probably wouldn't have ever met, being just Lamar on the street, mm-hmm. or Lamar from Philadelphia, I should say. And because Sifu Rome was in the movie and a stunt coordinator of that movie, he used me as his assistant to show Timok different moves to do during the set. So that's the first appearance I had to be an assistant stunt coordinator.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I'm sorry. That is so cool. I mean, stunt coordinator. I mean, okay. So that, to me, that is just amazing, especially to be in the presence of people who are veterans or no longer here, and they're just legends now. I mean, now that you are in it and you are of it and you have the experience, what's going on with you now?
Well, currently, myself and my partner, Kevin Patterson, we're managing platinum R&B selling and Emmy Award winning group As Yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, many people don't remember Surface. The song that really hits me is Shower Me With Your Love.
Yes.
We're in those groups, as well as other groups to follow. We're working with Dave Six from Making the Band. And we have a couple different artists on our roster. Chevelle Moore from Love After Lockup. We're working on a contract now with Nicki Minaj's mother, Carol Mirage, to do some things with her as well.
Awesome.
So we have a whole plethora of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. All right, you spoke about your partner. You had a partner? Tell me about that. How did that happen?
Well, I started out, Mark Nelson, he was the lead singer of the group As Yet.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lamar, I want you to be the road manager for As Yet. I said, okay. So we flew out to Vegas. And when we got to Vegas, things changed within 4 months.
Mm.
And Kevin said, Lamar, I would like you not to be the road manager anymore. I want to bring you in as my partner, 50-50 partner.
What?
He said, would you like to do that? I said, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, from moving to road to being part of management, I said, yes. He said, okay. He did a contractual agreement. And here we are, going strong.
Wow. Well, I have a surprise for you. Look, it's Kevin. Hi!
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
That was so cool. It's so cool that we can bring Kevin in when Kevin came into the picture, theoretically speaking, during your life when he asked you to be that 50-50 partner. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself and then walk us up to the point where why did you ask Lamar to be your 50-50 partner? What was it that you saw in him that made you say, I can't do this without him?
Okay, well, of course, my name is Kevin Patterson. I've been involved with music for over 25 plus years now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back when B2K, or not B2K, but what's the other group? I can't even think of it now because they changed their name. But anyway.
Immature.
There you go. When it was Immature. So from there to Coolio to I even was booking dates for Spinderella. Oh my gosh, who else? Carly Red. That's when I think she was at Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Who else? And that was a co-management deal I did with a good friend of mine's by the name of Ken Joseph, who put together City High. And yeah, but anyway, it's a lot of artists, a lot of different artists. YG, oh my gosh, it's a lot. But anyway, as yet, but again, Lamar came to town with by request of Mark Nelson, who was actually the lead singer of As Yet. One of the lead singers, and I met Lamar. Lamar had I have a gift of discernment, and upon meeting Lamar, shaking his hand, I knew he was a good brother. You know, I knew he was somebody that could be trusted. And I just observed, you know, how he worked with the group, how he worked at the venue with the group, and I liked the style. I liked, you know, how he was doing things, and I knew I wanted to expand what I had already started as far as with the management, and talking with Lamar, his background and things and people he know, you know, I just thought it would be a really good fit, you know, to expand and do a subsidiary of what I already started with him. So nobody knew about this, and we just sprung it on, you know, the group, you know. So, you know, but everybody was very receptive to it. So that was a good thing. Wow. You know, but yeah, since then we have been like brothers. I mean, we communicate, talk, we've never disagreed, argued, or, you know, just, you know, it's always been, you know, he respects what I do. I respect what he does, you know, and we each have our roles and how we take care of everything.
That is just so cool. I absolutely love it. I love when people can team up. You see the value in another person and you bring them on because you know that this is a necessity. This is just got to happen. You know, I need this person. I need this. So from there, from that point on, the journey has been like, what have you guys been doing and what's going on? I know that Lamar has some stuff going on. I know that you, Kevin, have some stuff going on. So let's go ahead and go with Kevin. I mean, Lamar, we'll take you in a second because you were talking in the beginning. Let's go ahead and go with Kevin. Kevin, what do you have going on? Because I know that separately you guys are entities and so big in your own right. And then together you're just like, what? I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Well, right now I'm negotiating deals for one of the groups that we work with, Day 26, as well as Yet. We are negotiating tours. Actually, I put together me and another partner of ours from a separate company, put together a string of tours. That we're working on getting out, getting them out there. And we have a R&B all guy tour. Then we have a country all guy tour. And then we have a all female tour. And then we have a blended tour with, you know, R&B tour that we put together as well. So we just, you know, trying to get them out there. This is going to be one of the biggest tours to hit the market.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
A couple of EP situations. I got a couple of movies that I'm involved with. One of them being that, you know, I also manage Lamar and his endeavors. You know, Lamar is an actor. So Lamar was picked up by director David Stevenson, who saw an interview that he did. And Mr. Stevenson directed X-Men. And he's seen Lamar, and he wants Lamar in everything that he does now. So with that, I'm negotiating Lamar's contract and negotiating, you know, him on the other side of that as well.
What? I absolutely love that. I'm sorry. I couldn't even hide no more. I was like, what? I was going to talk about, go, Lamar. I had to mute myself. Oh, my goodness, Lamar. Oh, my God. Congratulations on everything. Man, you can't hear me. What do you mean you can't hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Well, then, Kevin, you can't hear me?
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's Kevin's fault. It's Kevin's fault. Lamar, congratulations on everything, Lamar. So let me say this. Lamar, it is just such a pleasure that I hear so much progress. I absolutely love progress. I love it. I don't understand why I do. And even if it's not mine, I just feel like it is, you know? And so I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for
you. Thank you.
What was that like when you got that call? Because not many people have the privilege of being the pick without anything else. Just your pick, that's it, you're in.
Well, I did my last interview and, you know, I got a lot of mixed feelings. People, you know, who didn't know me, like, wow, he did all of this. And some people, you know, who knew me said, oh, well, you know, we knew that about Lamar. But when David Stevenson sent me an email, because I left all my information at the end of the video, I got an email and said, could I call him right away?
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me his IMDb page, and I, you know, did my own due diligence. And from that point, you know, Mr. Stevenson and introduced me to other partners, and he said, I would love for you to be in the rest of my movie from this point forward. And he, you know, we signed an NDA and he sent us a couple scripts and movie lines. And, you know, that's what, you know, Kevin and I are working on now. Along with, I received a script from Leah Daniels, who's Lee Daniels' sister.
Stop it. Just stop it. Okay. Just stop. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh yes. 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 Oh yes. Hey, Kevin, can you hear us now?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Lamar. Yes. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, you know, one of our flagships is, our Frank Lucas, luxury line of alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
We have something that was introduced to me from Lamar. It's called Blue Magic, and it's a brandy. It's a luxury brandy. It's a blue brandy, not brown, blue. And everyone that we have let sample it, they literally go crazy. And they want to buy bottles, they want to, you know, but right now we're still in the development stage of it. It's going to be special.
Nice. Yeah, well, we so got that link, you know, right
definitely
there.
Definitely want to give, you know, a lot of props to Lamar. Lamar has brought a lot to the table.
That's that QR code right there in the corner, right, Lamar?
QR code. You know what? Blue Magic Brandy is right there in the top left of your screen. You have to be 21 to go into the website, but that's the QR code. And, you know, I must mention, it started, the idea of Blue Magic started when Mr. Frank Lucas Sr. was living here in my home for his 85th birthday. And, you know, we would discuss things. You know, it was myself, Mr. Frank Lucas, and our other partner, Mr. Damascene Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
We would talk about the Blue Magic brand and what we're going to have under the Blue Magic brand. And we started out with a television series that's still in development. But, you know, remember the name Blue Magic because...
Oh, yeah. Wow, you guys. Wow. Kevin, you guys, let me tell you something. You guys are just like, you guys are hiding stuff. I mean, you know, don't be doing that.
Well, you know what? we purposely have been off radar, me and Lamar. I mean, we, you know, managing and doing our thing with our, you know, with the ones that's under contract with us. But as far as us being in public view right now, we are, you know, hidden from that until we get everything that we're working on out of development and into the market. Once everything comes to the market, trust me, you're going to see us.
I feel privileged at this moment to even talk with you guys, to get the inside scoop of what's really going on. Oh my gosh, right there in the corner, right there is going to be the website for the 21 and over. So you got to be 21 and over to go ahead and enter into that site. But you can go ahead and get your phones out and go ahead and scan that with your camera, and it'll take you straight to the website. You have to prove you're 21 and over to go ahead and enter the site. I am telling you guys, I am so happy for you. So what's next for you guys? I mean, you guys are like the dynamic duo. I have no idea what's going on. I'm here for the ride. What's going on?
Well, I just finished producing a movie. I just finished producing a movie called Shattered Reflections. It has Bishop Hezekiah Walker and a couple other artists in it. It's a faith-based movie. Another one that Kevin and I are involved in is called Unexposed, with Tracy Parson. The other one is called Blanket of Resilience. I know Kevin's daughter, Kennedy, will be a part of that as well. But we have a lot going on. Well, like Kevin said, we have tours, upcoming tours. We have some things with Miss Carol Mirage coming up. Kevin,
you got something you need to say, darling, because he's like, he don't want to say everything. Apparently, y'all want to keep us in the dark a little bit more, but don't do it.
There's still things going on that we still can't mention right now. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot more stuff going. But you know, just be looking out for what we already talked about. I Frank Lucas, you know, Spirits, that's really a highlight and a flagship, as well as the movie scripts. Oh, you got the bottle right there, huh?
Got the bottle.
The bottle looked like used to be full.
Well, you know,
I see it. Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh my goodness, Lamar, you didn't
taste it. But each bottle.
What was that? You just tasted it, huh? Oh
King
gosh, King. Yeah, we can hear you. We can't see you though. Okay, there you go.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay. I was saying each bottle. Because not only are we doing a brandy, we're doing a vodka, and we're doing a tequila. Mm. You know, so ours is going to be different and special. And our bottles are going to be collector items. You know what I'm saying? You're going to collect them and have them. I appreciate you having us on the show, Berno Patterson Entertainment Group.
Yay. Hey. I absolutely love it. Berno Yes, yes. So, you guys, where can we find the group? What website can we go to actually access maybe some things that are going on with you guys, and the groups? And As Yet, I love As Yet. There, that one song they did back in the 90s was my song. I'm sorry, I played that thing so many times. I think I wore it out. Everybody was like, stop.
It was my favorite song too back then.
Mm-hmm. It was last night, of course.
Right now, As Yet,
it was last night, of course.
No, I was telling you what was going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
Last night.
Oh yeah.
But,
yeah.
As you are really busy, you know, they've been producing their own shorts, have been producing, you know, a lot of their own videos. They have a new single being released called My Weakness. It's under Sony Encore. label, and they just getting ready, you know, for a hell of a year.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so happy for everybody. You know, it's an understatement to say that, you know, most people would say, they don't care if you're happy for them or not. I think they do. I think that we appreciate when people appreciate. And I definitely do appreciate. I definitely do say that it's not easy to do what you do. It took a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, a lot of, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. I'm stopping. I've done that. Okay. I've done that. But you kept going. And look at what happened today. What kind of advice do you guys give to those people out there that are trying so hard and they're hitting those brick walls like we did when we first started?
My advice is to tell them never to stop dreaming. Always dream and dream big.
I run into a lot of people like that, especially when they find out what I do. They ask so many questions, and stay and I answer them as I can. I let them know, you know, don't ever give up on the path that you're going down. You know, get that help. Do your research. A lot of people don't do their research, so they don't, you know, there's a lot of news out there that you can go down to get to where you want to be, but you can't do it alone. You have to find the right people to help you.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you guys again so much for being on the show. I truly appreciate it. You have got to come back. You've got to come back and tell us all the stuff that's going on with you. Lamar,
you hear me?
I'm going to see you in the movie theaters, bro.
Am I still on?
Yes, darling, you are. I say I'm going to see you in the movie theaters, Lamar. I'm going to be like, that's Lamar. I know him. I know Lamar. Look, I'm a clown. But I am just going to be shouting. That's my man, Lamar. I know Lamar. What you talking about? Okay, I'm be all loud. People will be like, "What? Be quiet."
Oh, you definitely gonna see. You definitely gonna see the Jet Li.
Oh yes, Lamar, Kevin. Thank you guys so much for being on the show today. I truly appreciate it. It has just been such a pleasure. You've got to come back again, like I said before. You guys, if you're 21 and over, you can go ahead and go to the corner over there and check in on that. What was it? What was almost gone? What was that Bible that was almost gone?
Blue Magic.
Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. That's right.
Blue Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, guys. Don't forget to dare to be different.
And can I say?
Yes. Anything you want to say?
I want to give a shout out to, because we do have a team that help us. You know, first I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to thank my lovely wife, Antoinette.
Amen.
And I want to thank the hardworking Sonia Yvette Jones, she makes so many things possible for us. Words can't even describe our gratitude for her. You know,
yes.
And I want to thank Justine for coming in and helping out as well. And anybody else, you know, that's helping us out that I miss, you know, blame my head, not my heart. And thank you, yeah. Truly appreciate you having us on.
Anytime, guys. Anytime. Just let me know when. All right? All right, guys. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in.
All right.
Don't forget to dare to be different. You guys, hang on a second. I'm going to go ahead and go. But we will be back with these two guys, these two amazing guys, these two inspirational guys right here on Dream Chasers Radio. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Follow us on YouTube and Instagram. Thank you for watching.